Hello, Mr. Gingrich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I am here in a state with which you are very familiar, good old Georgia.
Absolutely. And I'm delighted to have a chance to talk to the citizens of Rome.
Absolutely. And folks, we have on the line Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House and 2012 presidential candidate. Of course, a number of Georgians familiar with him as a former congressman for Georgia's 6th congressional district some decades ago. And I have to say this, Mr. Gingrich, when you actually came here to Rome during your 2012 presidential campaign, you made a stop at the Russell Regional Airport, and I was there.
That's quite wonderful.
Do you get up here to Rome that often?
Not very often, but I want to say that one of your residents, Bess Kelly or Elizabeth Kelly, is one of our closest, dearest friends, works with us at the embassy here in Rome, and she'll probably kill me for saying this, but I just want to give a shout out in Rome for Bess Kelly, because she's doing an astonishing job, and we both love her as a person, and we're very proud of how competent she is,
awesome.
How well she does.
And if we're talking about the same Bess, she is in Junior Service League with me, and I'm very familiar with her. So, yes, she is a hard worker, no doubt about it.
So, she really is. That's great. I will tell her you said that.
And she actually got married within the last couple of years. Her last name is Graham now.
No, that's her sister.
Oh, okay. Okay, awesome. Well, I know Bess Graham. So I want to. The reason why you're on the show this morning is to talk about, you've actually come out with a new book called Shakedown, and I definitely want to talk about your book. But first, I want to talk about what's on everybody's minds, this whole coronavirus thing, with your ties to Georgia. I'm just curious to know how you feel about Governor Kemp's decision to reopen certain businesses this coming Friday and next Monday. It certainly grabbed national headlines and generated a lot of controversy over the last few days.
Sure. Well, I think sooner or later we're going to have to learn how to reopen. And I was delighted that the president delegated that back to the governors. Governor Kemp is being more aggressive than a lot of other governors. But if the businesses do the right things, if they follow the right principles of social distancing, if they make sure that they minimize the likelihood of spreading the virus, then we got to learn to do it somewhere. And I'd be proud that Georgia is one of the pioneers trying to figure out how to do it. But we can't spend the next 10 years in total lockdown. I'm talking to you from Rome, Italy, where Cliff and I have been locked down, and Bess Kelly have been locked down for 7 solid weeks now. The only things you could go to are the grocery store, the pharmacy, or a gas station. And if you're in the street in Italy without a legitimate reason, you can be fined $3,200. So you can't live the next 20 years like that. Sooner or later, somewhere, we're going to start learning how to survive and have an economy while we continue to defeat the virus. And I hope that the governor should be very careful. They should learn the lessons. When something's not working, they got to quit doing it. But they, nonetheless, I think it's a good thing to have some governors who are willing to go out and try out, seeing if they can get the economy restarted without a big health cost.
What are some things that you think people need to keep in mind as we move forward, all Americans, not just here in the state of Georgia?
Some of it is so basic, it's almost silly. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Use hot water and soap. Do it all day long. Every couple hours, make sure that you keep, that's the number one way to keep the virus away from you. Second, if you're going to be, and I understand, for example, he's reopening barbershops, probably the barbers ought to wear masks as much so that they don't cough or breathe on their clients, but also to minimize their clients coming in, and they ought to have social spacing. So if you're going to open a restaurant, you ought to have probably half as many tables as you used to. If you open a store, you probably limit the number of people. Here in Italy, even at grocery stores, for example, they have a limited number of people for the size of the store. When you reach that limit, people actually wait in line outside. They're very orderly about it. I've been very impressed with the Italian willingness to be disciplined, which I didn't expect. When somebody leaves the store, then the next person in line goes into the store. And that way they try to minimize transmitting the virus. So I think during this transitional phase in May and June, we want to continue to do things that minimize the virus until we see whether or not by midsummer, the virus has basically been starved out.
I hope so. I hope we get to that point. I do want to talk about your book, but I do want to ask a quick question about the election, the 2020 presidential election. Seems like we haven't been hearing about that as much lately since the headlines have been dominated by coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think the real campaign will start till about Labor Day, which is the way it used to be, because I think that people want the president to focus on defeating the virus, focus on restarting the economy, and Joe Biden doesn't have anything serious to say. So the reason he's not getting any coverage, he could have gotten involved, for example, when Nancy Pelosi went out of her way to stop small business from getting money for the last 9 days. If Biden had stood up and said, that's wrong, you ought to get the money to small business, he'd have made a lot of news. But as long as he's hiding in Delaware in his basement, he's not going to make news as a candidate because people don't want to think about politics in April and May and June when you have a pandemic and you have an economy in real trouble. People want to know, in the real world, what are you going to do? And Biden right now doesn't count in that world.
Well, we'll see what happens, I guess, moving forward. Now, let's move forward to your book. It is entitled Shakedown. You co-wrote it with author Pete Early. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we had a great time. We had an opportunity working with Pete, who's a great writer. He was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. He has written with a KGB, the highest-ranking KGB agent ever, to defect from the Soviet Union. He knows a great deal about Russia. And we came together, and we decided with Shakedown that we would write a story about an Iranian general, really modeled on Soleimani, the general he killed in Iraq recently, and a Russian billionaire who get together, and they get an old Russian submarine. They have an Iranian nuclear weapon, and they're going to try to set off the nuclear weapon underwater off of Washington and Baltimore to create a tidal wave to drown the two cities. And we have two American heroes, Valerie Mayberry, who's an FBI agent, and Brett Jarrett, who's a Navy SEAL. And their job is to try to stop these guys before they can destroy our national capital in Baltimore. It's based on real life. In World War II, the United States studied whether or not we could create tidal waves against Japan. And in the Cold War, the Soviet Union studied whether or not using nuclear weapons they could create tidal waves against us. So I think people will learn some stuff, but it's really a roller coaster ride. It's an adventure story, and I think they'll find it very, very interesting.
Yeah, it does sound like quite an adventure. Lots of twists and turns, as it were. So I know you've got to go on to some other interviews, but I do have to ask the question, Mr. Gingrich, where can people get copies of this book?
Well, they can go to any online system, whether it's Barnes & Noble or Amazon. You may well have bookstores in Rome, in Floyd County, that will actually set the books outside if you call them. I know a number of places now where you can buy the book, with your credit card, go buy, and they'll put it outside so you can pick it up. But also it's available electronically from places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I also should mention that I do a free podcast every week at Newt's World for people who want to keep up with ideas. I think they'll find it interesting.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. It has been a pleasure to speak with you. Again, I've been chatting over the last few minutes with former Speaker of the House and 2012 presidential candidate who has ties here to the state of Georgia, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Gingrich, any message you want to give to the Georgians, to your fellow Georgians?
Keep the faith. Recognize that prayer matters. And we're going to get through this, and we'll come back bigger and better than ever.
Awesome. Newt Gingrich, my guest this segment. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.